guys like a Democratic sample ballot?
Daniel Shepard is spending his afternoon on this chilly, rainy Monday handing out sample ballots for the Democratic Party. As thousands of people line up at the early voting center in Franklin County, Shepard, a Joe Biden supporter, wants to make sure every voter has a chance to have this sample ballot in their hands. Shepard of Columbus says there are three main issues that stick out in this presidential race: income inequality, racial tension, and what he calls an overall acceptance of division. He says the rhetoric and actions of President Donald Trump makes this election different.
I think he's using it as a tool to further his agenda.
But you'll hear a much different message at this rally in Westerville, just 10 miles north of the early voting center, where people are gathered for the Black Voices for Trump event at the campaign's headquarters. The speakers at this rally say there's a false narrative during elections that says African Americans must vote for Democrats. Trump supporter Kelly Clark of Lithopolis grew up hearing that same message, but made the switch to the Republican Party in 2008 when Barack Obama ran for president.
I was told vote for him because he's Black. I didn't do that then, and I'm not doing it now. I'm not gonna. It's more than that. It's not about your color. It's about what you're gonna do when you're in office. Trump has proved what he's doing. He stands by what he says. He drained the swamp.
But most national polls of voters who are Black show a strong support for Joe Biden at nearly 85%, while Donald Trump's poll numbers with Black voters hover around the low teens. The Pew Research Center says 2020 could have the highest turnout of Black voters in U.S. history, with about 30 million Black people eligible to vote. In Ohio, there are about 1 million eligible Black voters, making up about 12% of the state's electorate. Among people of color, the second largest group of voters in Ohio are Hispanic and Latinx, with more than 241,000 people eligible to vote. That's about 2.7% of the total voting population. Jose Luis Mas, with the Ohio Hispanic Coalition, says in their voter engagement programs, they hear three big issues raised: immigration, education, and health care.
Now, those individuals are citizens of the United States, and they have some ideas concerning universal health care and the responsibilities of the government.
Asian Americans make up about 1% of Ohio's electorate. The COVID-19 pandemic is bringing additional challenges, with reports of ramped up tension and aggression against Asian Americans. Trump has labeled it the China virus, the China plague, and has even used the racist term Kung Flu. Meanwhile, Asian unemployment is recovering at a slower rate than other groups. Elaine Tsao is CEO of Asian Services in Action, or ASIA.
There has been a significant backlash. That's another reason that the community members are extremely motivated this year more than ever to make sure that their voice is heard at the polls.
Making sure voices are heard is the driving force behind Kayla Griffin's group, All Voting is Local. She says the voter rights organization works to ensure that everyone has equal access to the ballot.
Voting is the front door to the mansion of democracy. You know, you cannot anticipate equity or equality in your community or for your folks if you are not engaging every tool necessary.
That's the spirit echoed in Daniel Shepard at the Franklin County Early Voting Center, who says the weather won't stop him from handing out sample ballots to voters.
Rain or shine, I'm going to be out here.
Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.